Jack, I'm truly sorry.
Captain, you did the only thing you could. Keep me under surveillance.
I really never thought you had anything to do with Graham's death, but I had to go by the rule book, no matter how silly it seems.
So Control says they think he died of endocarditis?
Possibly.
No, I don't believe it.
Neither does Jennifer J-13.
Oh, who's that?
That girl who came to send a message when you just discovered the body and you wouldn't let her inside the communication center. She gave me a real hard time just now when I told her we're confined to the shuttle until the police are finished with us.
We'll be quarantined for Apollo knows how long. I want to get back to my family.
Oh, the police won't give us much flack.
Oh, yes, they will, especially me, because I saw Graham first. Oh, look, it's no problem for you, Captain. Your home is Earth. Mine's up there in Sky City. I got a wife and two children I haven't seen in months. I've been on that Saturn, Venus, Jupiter shuttle. I mean, the last time it was a year and 4 months before I got leave. I don't want to hang around waiting for the local investigation to make up their minds. I want to go home.
I keep saying to myself, there's something I've overlooked. I'm missing some fact.
What is it?
Yeah, I've been thinking the same thing, Captain. All the while you had me stuck in my cabin, I kept trying to remember what I saw, what I felt, trying to piece together my direct vision and my peripheral vision. Captain, I'd like to go back up to the comm screen center and stand exactly where I stood, turn on my memory sense computer, and see what happens.
I'm with you. Maybe there is something. It could work. It sure did in the old days.
Are you trying to tell me that back in the 20th century, those primitive times, they had individual memory sense computers?
No, but they had hypnotism. You know, someone from a person who'd seen them but couldn't remember. Sometimes they'd subject the witness to hypnosis in order to make contact with his subconscious memory.
Yeah, and?
And very often it would work. The hypnotized witness would be able to describe the man they were looking for.
Yeah, that was all right in the old days, but I prefer having control. Memory chips are much more accurate than brain memory cells. Look, let's do it now.
Test you in ComScreen?
Yeah, the sooner the better.
Why not? Let me check security first.
All right, Captain. Now, this is the way it happened. I came in to relieve Graham, right? Now, most of the lights were out. I closed the door like this.
You didn't see much.
No. I stood here for a minute. I didn't see Graham right away, but I had a feeling, a sense. You know that feeling you get when someone's been in a room before you, like the perfume or the heat of a human being who's just left?
Did you say perfume?
Did I? Yeah. You know what I mean, Captain.
Well, keep moving around, Jack, to jog your memory sense.
Yeah, well, hold it. There's something over here. Yeah, it's coming to me. I got it. Yeah, but I already told you that.
Tell it to me again.
The equipment was on.
You didn't tell me that. Was Graham sending or receiving?
No, he wasn't doing anything. He was out. He was dead. Now, just let me concentrate now. Memory sense. The screen had been receiving. Now, what was on it? I'm trying to see it.
What did it read, Jack?
Nothing at the time I was there, but it had been receiving. Now, if I can patch in my inner peripheral vision and my peripheral sound... Gee, there was something on that screen, I'm sure of it, but before I came in that door...
I checked his log. There's nothing...
I saw him. Graham bent over the console. I didn't even have to go near him, really. I knew he was dead. Now I know.
What?
I passed out. No. Wait a minute. I can feel the way I felt. Yeah, it's coming over me again. It's like something at the back of my head boring into my skull. I fell down, Captain. Yeah, I fell down right where you're standing.
When you fell down, how long were you out?
I don't know. I came to when I heard a wrist signal tone from someone who wanted to come in and send a message. That, what was her name? Jennifer, J-13 girl. Hey, Hey, Captain, you feel sort of strange? Like you're floating, like... There's something about this place. I'm feeling dizzy again.
Jack, you'd better go see Doc Mayer.
Gee, I'm getting a headache that is fierce. I tell you, Captain, something's funny in the air here. This pain is killing me.
Certainly, life as we project it into future centuries seems to present more problems than life and death today. I suspect, though, that man's reasoning and motives will, no matter what the age, be no different from ours. We may be capable of engineering ourselves to perform limitless tasks, conquering and creating worlds in the universe, but how long will it be before the conquest of jealousy, anger, and greed? I shall return shortly with Act 3. The murder of a flight officer on a spacecraft shuttling from Earth to an orbiting colony. The flight doctor, whose blood sample of the deceased does not match his medical record. The girl who claims the dead man was to marry her. Are these facts or fictitious dissembling? Is truth spoken here or lies? The captain of the space shuttle is determined to find out before his ship docks in 20 hours on Skyland 6. We find him on the bridge.
Yes, Captain here.
It's Jack.
Did you see the doctor?
No, I couldn't find him. I don't know where he is.
You couldn't locate Doc Mayer?
Well, he's not in the shuttle hospital or in his cabin. No one's seen him.
How's your head, Jack? That dizzy feeling.
Oh, that's gone. I feel fine now. I'm sure it's something in the comm screen center.
You're not making sense, Jack.
Well, you know, maybe some kind of gas.
It didn't bother me.
Maybe radiation. I don't know what. It didn't bother you at all?
Nope.
Gotta be something I'm allergic to.
Jack, I've got Jennifer J13 trying to quiz her on how well she knows Graham from what I've got on his profile.
She knew him?
Didn't I tell you? Said they were going to get married.
What does it say in Graham's profile about her?
Not a word.
Huh. Well, good luck, Captain.
I'm opening the door, Jennifer. Come in. Sit down.
When I got the message that you wanted to see me, I was glad. I've been trying to get up enough nerve to ask you a favor. You see, Graham and I, we hadn't known each other very long.
We have a profile on Graham G7 about his lifestyle and his friends, but your name doesn't appear on it. You told me you two were getting married, that you had a compatibility and health test. Nothing about that in here.
Well, I told you. We didn't know each other very long. We told our plans to nobody, so I never met any of Graham's friends. I don't know why our mind and matter scans aren't there. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I wish I didn't have to, but I have this favor.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Well, then stop quizzing me. It won't bring him back.
What is it you want, Jennifer?
Can I take charge of Graham's body? Tomorrow, when the law... Could I take Graham on one of them and leave this awful shuttle before you dock? I don't think I could bear to stay aboard here any longer.
I'm afraid the orders are for all passengers and crew to remain on board until the Skyland 6 police have questioned everyone.
Captain, you're just in time. Something's coming through from control.
U.S. Space Shuttle Robin Goddard, this is Earth Control. Do you read me?
Hello, Earth Control. First Officer Jack, JB4 here. We read you.
Is the captain there?
Yes. Hello, Control. I'm here.
Charlie, we're putting this message through to you in code. It's high secret. That's the complete message. Over and out.
Gotcha. Over and out, Control.
Well, did you decode all that, Captain?
I thought we had a mystery before, but this beats all. Here's the message. Blood sample photophoned from body of Graham C7 does not match blood type on file at Space Headquarters.
Doesn't match.
So it's still possible Graham was murdered. We know he didn't have bacterial endocarditis. Why did Doc Mayer send the wrong specimen back?
I can't believe old Doc Mayer's involved in this.
Question, whose blood analysis did he relay back to control if it wasn't Graham's? Suppose the doctor knew what he was doing. Why did he do it? What's he hiding?
Yeah, and where? Believe me, I looked everywhere for him.
This is security's job. This is the captain. Is that security?
Yes, sir.
We're trying to locate Dr. Mayer. Would you do a thorough search of the shuttle and bring him to the bridge?
That won't be necessary, Captain.
What do you mean? I want that search immediately.
I mean, sir, Dr. Mayer has been found.
You found him? How is he?
We were just going to call you, Captain. We've put Dr. Mayer in the ship's hospital.
Doc? Doc Mayer? It's Charlie. Just move a finger if you can hear me.
Charlie, come closer. I want to tell you.
What happened to you, Doc?
This is my last flight, Captain. I don't want to make any more.
Shh, Doc. Just lie there. Don't talk anymore. Save your strength.
I gotta tell you before it's too late. I'm getting too old. I sent the wrong sample of blood. Not Graham's. I'm not well. I know what it is. So every day I check my own blood. Every trip. Mixed them up, I guess. Mistake. Sent mine. Not his.
Captain, I've one hunch left.
What is it?
Remember how lousy I began to feel when we were in Comscreen the last time? And do you remember your theory about the Axionite probe? I think there was someone hiding in there when we went in.
Couldn't be. Security had the place sealed up until we went in.
Yeah, but maybe there's another way in. Ever think of that?
What's your idea?
Get hold of all the passengers and crew. Let it be known that control is alerted, and it's only a matter of time, half an hour maybe, before we know the identity of a murderer on board. Tell them that the first officer is the only one permitted in the comm screen center, and he will bring you the message directly. I think that'll smoke the killer out. Yes, we read you, Control. Thank you very much for the information. It clears up quite a mystery. The past 2 weeks have been a long siege. I don't think we would have solved this without you.
You can shut down the equipment.
Good evening, Jennifer J-13. Oh, I'd appreciate it if you would point that probe in another direction. How did you get in here?
Through the cable closet. It opens onto the deck.
Oh, what do you want, another death on your hands?
That doesn't bother me. I haven't gone through all this for nothing.
Through what?
Why do you think I'm on this shuttle?
I don't know. Are you running from something, Jennifer?
Not a bad guess.
I'm going to take that probe away from you. You're not going to fire it. You're not...
One more step and I... Oh! Don't! Oh!
Well, Captain, you really hit her. Where did you learn that?
From another antique book. It's called a karate chop.
Oh, we were both right. She's got a supply of those probes. She's quite a deadly woman.
I commend you on faking that transmission. But now that we know, let's put in a real one.
Control calling the Robert Goddard. U.S. Space Shuttle, Robert Goddard.
We're right here, Control.
Your inquiry, Ray Jennifer J-13. This is a woman known as Maria J-13. She is wanted for the murder of her husband using a probe delivering an RM beam. Maria's husband was manufacturing these illegal probes, and his death may have been the result of a quarrel. Would you point the transmission lens head at the suspect?
Certainly. How's that, Control?
No question. Her features match very closely with photographs we have right here. 2 weeks ago, all points broadcasts were being sent out for the apprehension of the suspect.
Control, you'll be getting a full report soon. I hope I can deliver it in person.
Over and out.
Jennifer, are you Maria J-13?
Yes.
How did you get onto this shuttle?
I disguised myself, and a friend bought me a ticket.
So that you could escape. You didn't get very far.
As far as I wanted to.
Why do you talk nonsense? You're not stupid.
No, I'm lucky. It was luck I was on deck, and I could hear that APB from Earth Control was asking people to be on the lookout for me.
Graham, who received that warning, wasn't so lucky, was he?
I knew I had to stop that communicator before he stopped me. I asked to be let in, to send a message, and they started repeating the APB. I could tell he was beginning to suspect it was me. When he had his back to me, I pointed my probe at him and ran out. I wasn't sure if he was dead. I walked around the deck and threw the spent probe away.
You don't have to say any more, Jennifer. The law protects you.
When I left the deck and went back inside, I stood in a corner of the hall. Someone came along and went inside the communication center.
Yeah, you saw me going inside.
But nothing happened. No alarm, nothing. Nobody calling out help or murder. I had to know if he was dead. If he wasn't, they'd be after me.
You came to the door and said you wanted to send a message. I told you to go away.
I didn't know but that I'd have to kill him again. And if they repeated that APB, I'd have had to kill you.
I think you've forgotten, young lady. Our universe is kept healthy by the law of enforce and terminate. The ENTs investigate, decide, and condemn.
Enforce and terminate doesn't frighten me.
Maria, I have never met a person like you. So cold-blooded. You certainly fooled me.
You wanted to believe my lie. You wanted to believe I really did love Graham G7 and that we were going to be married.
I'm afraid I did.
I never met the man until I killed him.
You confessed to a great deal.
Have I? I've forgotten what I told you.
Jennifer, Maria, whoever you are, we'll be meeting again at the Council of Enforce and Terminate. You don't belong in this century. If there were many people like you, we would have never reached the civilization we have in this year of 2675. You are a throwback, young lady. You are that one piece of sand that can ruin the delicate machinery of our progress. So don't fool yourself for one moment that I will rest until you have been terminated.
That this is a story of crime in the high air is much the same as if it were a tale of death on the high seas. The sin of murder started with Cain, and who knows when it will end, if ever. However, in today's tale, we are treated to a new environment, an escape from the earth to a new world, man-made, in an age presumably better and more efficient than ours. It's something to be hoped for, if it ever happens. To those of us who believe we are the first visionaries who see life in a limitless universe, hear this. For I dipped into the future, far as human eye could see, saw the vision of the world and all the wonders that would be, saw the heavens filled with commerce, argosies of magic sails, pilots of purple twilight dropping down with costly bales. Those are the words of a poet born almost 200 years ago, Alfred Lord Tennyson. It is he, not us, who had the vision. Our cast included Gordon Heath, Paul Hecht, Velika Gray, and Gilbert Mack. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.